Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Bon Jovi is your artist of the day in light of Dana going to see Bob Jovi over the weekend.
Very similar.
However, you will not hear Living on a Prayer. You will not hear Bad Medicine.
Ooh, are we doing
You will
B-side?
Not hear You Give Love a Bad Name. And you will not hear Wanted Dead or Alive.
Well, it's Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Your Bon Jovi tunes are mild Bon Jovi hits. Songs you know. But not the big ones.
Well, good, because I have about 10 I want to add to that list. I'll discuss privately with Sam.
Oh, we've already picked them. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana
hey.
Wright. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
What is going on in the world today that we're not going to talk about when it comes to politics?
Changing the channel right now.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things going on.
We're not talking about any commutations.
I don't even know what that means, but the Golf Channel's on, and there's the color green. Remember
that
color?
We'll talk about it in 52 minutes.
Speaking of sports, did you guys see the wreck at the Daytona 500 yesterday?
Okay.
Wow.
Chris Ketz walks in last night.
Oh, my word.
I'm knee-deep in work stuff. He walks in and goes, "What are you doing? Have you not seen this wreck?" And he buries the lead. So he goes on, and he's breathless. Yeah. I have never even accidentally once for 3 seconds watched NASCAR.
Oh, I like NASCAR.
So I have no idea what he's talking about. He goes,
Ryan Newman's in serious condition.
The guy's okay. Non-life-threatening injuries. But you've got to see this wreck.
It was, I mean, he literally went through the finish line on the roof of his car.
Oh,
he went airborne twice in a car.
And then... that douche nozzle, Denny Hamlin, who won.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see what he did after he wins the race because Ryan Newman gets just thrown into the air like a rag doll? He circle eights out in the center field and then jumps out of his car screaming and yelling like a lunatic.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he started
so bad that Joe Gibbs, his team president and the former head coach of the Washington Redskins, who owns the team, had to apologize.
Yes, because Chris said when the crash happened, everyone just assumed he had died, that it was that bad.
He started celebrating before medical even got to the wreck. There is a car upside down that just slid across the finish line, pouring gasoline onto a flame, and he's celebrating.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bad. That is bad.
Did he know
what
had happened?
He says he didn't know.
Yeah, he has apologized and said he did not realize that the wreck was as bad as it was.
He was right behind it when Ryan Newman went airborne.
He was mid-flip in front of him.
Here's his tweet. "First and foremost, I want to give well wishes and prayers to Ryan Newman. I had absolutely, in all caps, no idea of the severity of the crash until I got to Victory Lane. There's very little communication after the finish, and I had already unhooked my radio. It's not anyone's fault. Rocket." What does that mean?
Rocket?
I don't know.
Like what Ryan Newman's car was doing in air? Rocketing into space?
Man.
Somebody says, "The wreck was behind him, you dumb asses." No, you dumb ass. Ryan Newman was in the lead.
Again,
no
one, when you're in
no
first.
One was in front of him.
Again, I didn't see it.
So before you call me a dumb ass, 4782, Ryan Newman was in the lead.
Why do you read the text line?
Because. Man. He was behind him, you dumbass. No, he wasn't. Everybody was behind Ryan Newman. Ryan Newman was about to win.
Okay. Didn't know the severity. Also, no matter whether you know the severity or not, if somebody in front of you wrecks, you know, you should probably be concerned about their well-being. And that's the only reason you won was because he wrecked. The final turn of the last lap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that all part of the...
Rocket apparently is Ryan Newman's nickname.
Got it. So there was a little, you know, high five or prayer symbol rocket, which is apparently what that meant. Yeah, when you see it, and again, I don't know what the other guy's vantage point was or if he's paying attention in his own little world. When you see it, it defies understanding that anyone lived.
Well, thank God he did. I mean, that wreck was awful.
Chris is a fan. I got to tell you, he is a fan.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and paint myself as some super NASCAR fan.
Oh, Chris is a huge NASCAR fan.
You want to play the numbers game, I'm going to fail. Okay? You know, who's car 44? I have no idea. But when it's on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, I'll watch it. I don't have a
literally
favorite driver.
Driving upside down on the hood and is on fire.
Here's what I don't like is when somebody gets, you know, literally blown out of a race when the guy who wins because of it starts doing circle eights in the midfield.
Yeah, you're right, Sam. You can see the gasoline just dumping
pouring
out of that car.
Yeah. They could have been an explosion at any moment.
They had to put up I don't know what you call them.
Like barriers to shield.
Well, to shield camera view.
Because they thought he was dead.
And shield camera and public view while they tried to flip the car back over and extricate him from the car. The car came to rest on its top. He literally slid past the finish line on his top.
He got fourth.
He slid across the finish line and got fourth on fire.
Yes. Correct.
Well, there's got to be an award for that.
Since he was in his car... Yeah, it counted as a finish to the race.
Huh.
You know, reading up on Newman, it's quoted here in it's in an article that he's been a harsh critic of NASCAR's struggles to keep cars on the racing surface. He's even been fined for making public comments about it.
They're not allowed to make public comments about their own sport?
Well...
Well, I guess that's not like you can't.
That's not unusual.
You can't in basketball bash the referees if you're a college coach, or you're not supposed to. Correct, Scott?
You cannot criticize the referees without expecting a fine.
Hmm. What if they're wrong?
Then shut up.
Just keep it to yourself.
Yes.
Keep it to yourself.
Also, that was Denny Hamlin's second year in a row winning the Daytona 500. Why are you so juiced to cheer about something you won?
What do they win money-wise for that when they win something like that?
A lot.
A lot of money.
Do they? I mean, I assumed it was a lot, but what is a lot? Like a million or like 10 million?
Well, I'd like to thank Gatorade and Pepsi and...
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Endorsements.
Yeah.
Well, total purse was $23.6 million. According to NASCAR.
That's the total purse, though, right? Not for
total
first
purse.
Place.
But listen, if you are the sponsor of the show or offer Crazy Eights guy...
Your rates just went up.
Well, you don't want your name in that moment associated with that car. As he's going, woo-woo, look at me, when everyone thinks this guy over here is dying.
I don't know about that.
You think no such thing as bad press?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't think there's such thing as bad press. Unless you're the catch you outside chick.
Hmm. Well, that is the first time we have ever discussed NASCAR on this program, and I'm good.
Denny Hamlin sits on a throne of lies. It smells like beef and cheese. That might be true.
I love that movie. I love that movie so much.
576-7798. That guy over there, that's Dan Weinbaum. That's Sam Stevie III. She's Dana Wright, and I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Don't forget, Friday... we are at Bogey's Windy City Pub, 133rd and State Line in South Leawood. Would love to see you there. One foot on the brake and one on the gas. Hey! 1984 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Sammy Hagar, Red Rocker.
So coming up at 3 o'clock and also then in the bonus hour at 6, you remember, Scott, we had Overland Park mom Sheila Albers in studio a while back. It's been a while since we've had her in studio. She is a mom. Her 17-year-old son was shot and killed on January 20th, 2018 in the family's driveway. And you all remember this story. John Albers was backing out of the garage in the family minivan after some friends grew very concerned about his mental health and called 911, as they should have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So authorities show up for a welfare check. They did not ring the doorbell or announce their presence. When they got there, it just so happened John was backing out of the driveway. And that led to 13 shots being fired.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first two shots killed John in his own driveway in his mom's minivan. And that was in Overland Park again in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to talk about at 3 o'clock today is today in Topeka, three families are there testifying. And we are not here to relitigate the facts of the case or whether or not it should have happened or why it happened, because I could talk about that for 10 hours as well. But they are testifying in front of a judiciary committee in Topeka to try and change Kansas open records law. And I say open in very sarcastic air quotes, because in the state of Kansas, if a police officer is cleared in a shooting, those records are allowed to be sealed. And you've heard me rail about this, Scott, when it comes to children who die in foster care, children who die after they've been through social services. You know how hard as a reporter it was. You just don't have the right or access under Kansas law for any of those records.
Mm-hmm.
And what these families are saying is, we're not here to relitigate our cases, but why do we not have any right to see the material that led to the decision to clear an officer in this case? And the one thing I will say before we get into it at 3 o'clock, I consider Steve Howe a friend at the district attorney's office. I've got very good friends in the Overland Park Police Department and have for years. This is not about police or prosecutors. This is about policy. They are following the policy that is on the books, and that policy says all of those files are allowed to be hidden. I mean, essentially hidden.
So are we going to hear from her at 3 o'clock?
We are going to hear from her. She's actually testifying this afternoon, so I taped an interview with her.
Mm.
I've also invited a media attorney to come onto the program. You might be thinking, like, why do I care that these records are closed? These are government records involved in a public decision after the death of a young person. And I have been screaming from day one that those records should be opened. And that's what the testimony is about today. It's House Bill 2424, if you want to look it up.
Okay.
And in Missouri, by the way, the records are open. In Missouri, they are. In Kansas, they are not. Did you hear, and this is in your email, Scott, that we had a crossing guard struck and mm-hmm. killed in KCK this
yeah,
morning?
I heard about that. It's too bad. Hang on, I'm pulling the story up right now from Channel 9.
Is that a volunteer
More often than not,
position?
Yes. Yes. Usually it's retirees. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department said it is now investigating a fatal crash involving a crossing guard in the 5400 block of Leavenworth Road. The crash killing the crossing guard happened at 7:46 this morning on Leavenworth Road between 52nd Street and 54th Street. The area is near Christ the King Elementary School. As a result of the crash, Leavenworth Road was closed, of course. Investigators say initial reports state that a black sedan was traveling east on Leavenworth Road when it struck the crossing guard. Both the victim and the driver of the sedan were taken to the hospital. The victim died a short time later. According to a release from the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, witnesses reported the crossing guard was struck and killed while pushing children out of the way of the approaching vehicle. Authorities say the victim is a public servant employed by the city. The individual's identity has not been released.
So I have a lot of questions about this, and God bless him. He died saving those kids. If you are a crossing guard or have been a crossing guard, how does that work? Do the cities or school districts employ those folks, or in some districts, is it a volunteer position? And then you would have to worry about your safety, Scott, if you were putting yourself out there in the orange vest in the mornings and afternoons, especially when it's dark out, because of
7:46 is not dark.
I'm just saying, especially in the winter when it is dark out, you would have to worry about your safety because there are too many people with their noses in their damn phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact.
How do you hit a crossing guard?
I guarantee you this person was not looking whatsoever. Because keep in mind, it wasn't just the crossing guard that was right there. There were however many children with the crossing guard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't intentionally do that. I have a feeling this person was either, fill in the blank, on the phone, reaching down for something, looking at the radio, fiddling with your Bluetooth.
You left one out. Allegedly drunk or high. I mean, people do get drunk at 7:46 in the morning. That's a fact. Any alcoholic will tell you that. 576-7798. May God bless this family of this crossing guard. And what a debt of gratitude is owed to him from the families of the children that he shoved out of the way. And he took what all of them could have gotten. I just simply don't understand how you don't recognize or realize that you're in a school zone. And you know who else is in school zones? Kids.
So there's one former crossing guard who wants the penalties toughened when something like this happens. And a news station looked into this, and I do have the numbers on the deaths, and we'll share those when we get back.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798.
There'll be sad songs to make you cry.
Love songs often do.
Love songs often do. They can touch the heart of someone new. Saying I love you. I love you.
Billy Ocean.
Oh, that is so good.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
So I looked this up because we would love to hear from our crossing guards this hour.
Or a parent of one of the kids this guy saved.
Oh, my God. After the death of this crossing guard in KCK this morning, who witnesses say was trying to get the kids out of the way when he was struck and killed. And I found a story from September of 2019 is the earliest I could find. And an investigative team at one of the TV stations in Utah did this story. And they interviewed a woman named Tammy Long, who for 8 years worked as a crossing guard, okay? This one woman for 8 years worked as a crossing guard. In that time, one child died after being struck by a car. Another child will be wheelchair bound for life after an accident involving a driver who was on their cell phone. And the station at that time, and again, this was in 2016, at that time, the data that was available dated back to 2016, and they found 20 children and crossing guards have been struck, and in every case, 100% of the cases, a distracted driver was to blame.
Well, yeah, you're not paying attention and hitting.
Well, but think about it this way, Scott. People will, and wrongly, I don't want to be misunderstood, but there are people who will go around a school bus.
I saw somebody do it the other day.
Oh, and they should go to jail and be fined like $2,500 or whatever it is. People will go around a school bus. I don't know anyone that when the children are in that crosswalk, you think, you know what? I'm running a little late. I'm going to Frogger this bad boy and just see if I can make it in between the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a difference, and that's why I say distracted driving 100% of the time, because with a school bus, there are dum-dums out there who will do that.
Your lack of getting your lazy you-know-what out of bed does not mean a kid's got to pay for it with its life, because you sucked at planning.
So the crossing guard in this story out of Utah wanted tougher penalties, and she tried for 3 years, Scott, to pass legislation that would toughen the rules around distracted driving specifically for these workers. No dice.
576-7798. And Dana, back to what we were just talking about a minute ago, I was driving down Woodland in Western Shawnee, and there was a school bus, another car, and then me. And Woodland is not a residential street necessarily. It's a pretty,
it's a pretty busy
little two-lane thoroughfare through Western Shawnee. And this bus stops, out goes the stop sign, and this car behind it decided, you know, my life is more important.
I'm in no mood.
I am not in the mood to watch some kid board a bus.
Did he go around on the left or on the right?
On the left.
Unbelievable.
576-7798. Rhonda in Shawnee. Rhonda, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm not a crossing guard, but I would not be a you couldn't pay me enough. Those people put their lives in their hands and the children's all day. I mean, you know, when school's going and when it's out. But I'm a para for the Shawnee Mission area, and I have special ed kids. And you would not believe how many people, when we stop to let the children off, that we have our stop signs out and people go around.
I believe it.
And I tell you, it just infuriates me every time. And you try to get their license plates. Well, it's almost impossible. They are just in their own world. And you wouldn't believe how many are texting and on their phone. And it just infuriates me, because one day there's going, like this guard, somebody, you know, a child's going to get killed. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, Rhonda, thanks for what you do. Do appreciate the call.
There are some cities, Scott, and I know this is going to cost money, but some cities have put in more high-tech, you know, the stoplight arm that comes out over the crosswalk. Some have them, some don't. At our school, there's actually a stoplight, so if a kid pushes the button, the red light comes on and they can more safely cross with or without a crossing guard. There are actually flashing lights that they can put on the top of that so that when the cross guard person is in the street with the kids, it will flash yellow, like bright beacon flashing.
Like, now, not moron, get off your phone.
Yes. Not that that's going to stop it for people who have their nose buried in their phone, but it's one extra step that they can do to try to make this job safe.
Let's go to Mike in Overland Park. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I actually volunteered for 7 years with a school district south of town as a crossing guard.
Why?
And
why?
Huh?
Why?
Yes.
Why?
I did it because my daughter went to the school, and I made friends with many of the school district members and a bunch of the kids.
Did you ever see anything that you would consider life-threateningly dangerous?
I saw a few. A couple times somebody decided they didn't want to stop for the stop signs because it was a four-way stop. I'd hold out the sign. They decided they'd want to scoot on through. A lot of distracted driving with pets in the car. You know, people having dogs on their laps. Their phones, somebody driving a stick shift trying to smoke a cigarette and drink a cup of coffee all at one time. So
that requires three arms.
Exactly, and I don't know how they were doing it, but they were. Not very well, but they were. But, yeah, in the 7 years, I think I probably saw two or three times a year when somebody would scoot, try and scrape through the light, and I always made it a point to grab one of the kids if they were close and pull them back.
Oh, my God. Well, Mike, thank you for your service, I guess is what you could call it. Marcia in Liberty. Marcia, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I used to be a crossing guard for Liberty Middle School, and there would always be lots of people every day who would try to scoot past me. But I learned one trick to try to stop it was I took their pictures.
Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I never really got anyone, but they didn't know that. So I would pretend like I was taking a picture of their license plate.
And it was too late to stop them that time, but maybe it would make them think before the next time?
I would hope so. I mean, and if I did actually get one, I could give it to our resource officer and, you know, he'd give them a call. So I think it did help.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you see this would be so easy, Marcia, if you're like a school bus driver or a crossing guard, to write down somebody's license plate.
You're right.
Okay. Give it to the authorities. They go and issue the guy a ticket. Any lawyer worth half of their salt could get you out of that ticket.
Yeah. But maybe just that whole experience would maybe be enough. Or else they'd get really mad and try to run me over the next time they saw me.
Yeah.
You know, there's that.
What would be wrong, and I'm just throwing this out, I'm not saying this is good policy, what would be wrong with carrying an air horn? So that when you saw it coming, you go, Mah! You know what I mean? For the drive, not for the jerk driver who doesn't care and they're going to go through it anyway.
Right.
But for the distracted, I'm looking down driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, most of the time I would see people and they knew exactly what they were doing. You know, it was a four-way stop. I'd have to hoist my sign up really high. Walk out, you know, directly into in the middle of it. And I would see people who would try to jump out there in front of me before I could get there.
Oh, good Lord.
You know.
That makes me so sad to hear that, Marcia.
Yeah. I guess that's nothing new.
All right, kiddo, you be good.
Thanks. You
all
too.
Right, you take care. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Seavey III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hit the beat now. 576-7798.
We do not yet know the age of the crossing guard who was killed. It is a man. The mayor released a statement thanking the man for his service to the community and selfless.
He's a hero.
Act of getting those children out of the way.
And I don't like to throw that word around because I think it's overused. But if the description of what occurred this morning at 7:46 a.m. was accurate, and we have no reason to doubt it, this crossing guard is nothing short of a hero.
The mayor of the unified government says, quote, "I offer my deepest sympathies to the family of the crossing guard, and I offer our gratitude on behalf of our residents for his selfless sacrifice in protecting our children." It happened again, if you're just now joining us, around 8 o'clock this morning near 54th Street and Leavenworth Road. The crossing guard was employed by Wyandotte County. And the school right there is Christ the King Parish School. Don't you think in most cases, Scott, if you're driving in a school zone, a school crossing area, you know that that's a school crossing?
Yes, unless it's an area you're unfamiliar with. But even then, that's hardly
an excuse. I think the majority of drivers at that time of the morning, that's the route you take.
I would say that that is accurate, yes. Let's go to Carol in Shawnee. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Whoa, hello.
Hi.
I was crossing guards, probably been 15 years ago, at 47th and Monticello for the Riverview Elementary in Western Shawnee. We had two of us now. Then, I don't think they have anyone now. They have the flags on the sticks. But, oh, it was unreal what I dealt with. And I even had, like, a blind a German Shepherd dog that got loose from some residence. He had a collar, and I had to try to get him and the children all, you know, and the parents tried to help too, but, and then I'd have these weirdos that would come by and yell out at me and say weird things.
What would they, wait, what would they yell, Carol?
Who would yell that?
They would yell, "Hey, I've never seen anybody like you before," real, you know, and they'd whistle, and oh, God, it was so ridiculous. That was before or right after the children were done, and but you had to wait, you know, quite a while, because there were always some kids that were later coming out, you know, so you didn't leave right when school was over. You had to stay there for a while. But I had wonderful police officers that would go by, and boy, did they ever get a lot of people just speeding, and, you know, it was really dangerous. They came up the hill from K7 and would just speed up there, and then if they turned where I was on Monticello, they'd have to, you know, slow down and pay attention, and they hardly ever did. So the parents were very aware of it, and they helped me, and we did it together, but it was bad. And then the person right up directly in front of the school, that was really bad too, but at least he had some the flashing lights, you know, in the crosswalk. So I didn't have that.
So who was whistling at you? Drivers?
Just idiots.
Just coming by?
Yeah.
Cat calling.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Just these weirdos that, you know, just whistling and saying, "Hey, boy, I've never seen a crossing guard like you." Just stupid stuff. And so, of course, I just got away from the street, of course, and just went back, because eventually they lived. But one of the police officers heard one once, because he didn't see him, and so he pulled the guy over after he turned the corner and talked to him. And,
good.
You know, it was really funny. But, yeah, they don't have anyone there now.
Hmm. Carol, thank you for the call. The principal of Christ the King Parish released a statement to the Kansas City Star saying that the guard saved the lives of two children. She says two of the students were getting ready to cross Leavenworth Road when the crossing guard screamed at them to stop. That prevented the children from being in the way of the car.
Clearly,
he was in the middle of the road. Well,
clearly he knew.
Yes.
In advance that this guy was out of control or not paying attention.
You've seen how this works, Scott. They're in the middle of the road with their stop sign, and then they motion to the kids to come on. What he did was scream at those kids to stop. And she says, quote, "We teach our students that we are here to protect them and they need to listen. We are so blessed that he was there." She said their pastor and counselor have been in the building all day to offer support to the students and the staff. Some students, she said, had given the crossing guard gifts for Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
"He always thought about the kids more than himself. We just want his family to know what a loving heart he had and the community to know what a blessing he was for our community."
Matt in Kansas City. Matt, good afternoon. Hello.
"Hey, why don't you do it the easy way? It'll cost them money and time. Put in spike strips."
How would you incorporate that? Because stop sticks, and Matt, I'm intrigued by your idea. I'm not trying to poke holes in it. I'm actually intrigued by it. The stop sticks,
well,
to be...
Matt, wait.
Let me ask my question. To be effective, the stop sticks would have to be laid out way in advance of the cross. And by the time they would be effective...
You'd be dead.
People would not... Yeah, you would be dead. People would not see the stop sign in time to stop at the stop sticks. Does that make sense?
Right, but they have them in parking lots all over the place.
Oh,
you just have them set out with flashing lights.
Okay.
The crossing guard has the control over it.
I see what you, Matt, I see what you're saying.
These aren't police stop sticks. This is like when you're going into a secured parking lot.
Because you've seen officers run out, throw the strips down, and almost get struck.
Those are stop sticks.
He's talking about the fixed spikes that you see
built into the concrete at rent-a-car places.
At rent-a-car places. But even then, you would have to have a mechanism to activate that right before the driver came barreling toward you I like the idea. I just think in practice it would be difficult.
There are two reasons I don't like the idea. Number one, to be effective, they would have to be dozens of yards away from the crosswalk itself. So how many times is a school district going to get sued for tire repair? Because I didn't see the crosswalk guard out in the right. street. Or as the crosswalk guard is going out, he pushes or she pushes the button and somebody doesn't have time enough to stop before they hit the stop sticks things.
Or the bad guy goes on through and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You hit the sticks. But I like the idea.
I like the idea too.
I just think we should make it a $10,000 fine.
Now there, I don't think $10,000, but
I think if the penalties have been all over the place when I've looked this up. Most of the victims are elderly. The penalties have been all over the place. You've got to make it a fine so that it hurts.
It can't be $250, which is what I believe it is if you go around a school bus with its stop sign out.
I'll look it up. I think it's higher.
Okay. Let's get to the newsroom. Scratching his elbow. Here is, what are you itching in there or something? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a little dry in the newsroom here. I'm just kind of getting a little ashy.
Dana says, does he have gout?
Gout.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.